Good evening. I call to order the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Today is Wednesday, February 26, 2025, and the time is 5:33 p.m. Please silence all cell phones, and we have the following members present. Representative Fields, Representative Foster, Representative Josephson, Representative Kopp, Representative Tilton, Representative Edgman, Senator Stedman, Senator Giesel, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Kawasaki, and myself, Senator Gray Jackson. We are at agenda item 2, approval of agenda. Vice Chair Fields, may I please have a motion for approval of the agenda?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the agenda is approved. We are now on agenda item 3, approval of minutes. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion for approval of the minutes, please?
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the meeting on January 29, 2025.
Thank you. Is there objection? Seeing no objection, then the minutes are approved. Before we go into executive session, I'd like to make a few quick announcements. I'd like to start off by introducing the committee staff. In my office, we have Jeff Steff, who will be your main contact for committee business. And we also have Chantel Bergman, who will also be working on LBNA issues. Vice Chair Fields, committee staff will be Courtney Owen. Sophia Tenney will be the recording secretary for our meetings, so please be sure that you are recognized for the record and speak clearly into the microphone to ensure accurate record keeping in minutes. David Monroe is our LIO moderator today. Legislative Budget and Audit is a committee that is governed by statute, not uniform rules. Therefore, some of the procedures are different. The statutes and other important information are contained in the committee handbook. So please note that certain motions require 6 votes to pass, including releasing of audits and approval of RPLs. Alternate members are always welcome and encouraged to sit at the table in meetings and be involved in the discussion, but will only be called upon to vote when they are needed to achieve a quorum. And one interesting rule, a member who has filed to run for an office other than a state legislative office cannot continue to serve on the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Thank you. We are now at agenda item 4, executive session. The committee will now be going into executive session for the preliminary release of an OCS audit, an update on a special audit, the consideration of a contract award, and a legal update. Mr. Vice Chair, may I please have a motion?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1, discussion of matters, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of government unit, and Uniform Rule 22B3, discussion of a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential. The following individuals may remain in the room or online during executive session: Chris Curtis and any staff for the Legislative Auditor, Emily Nauman and Megan Wallace, any legislators not on the LBNA committee, and any staff of LBNA committee members.
Thank you. For the record, President Stevens has been with us since the beginning of the meeting. Thank you. Are there any questions? If there's no objection, then the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee will now go into executive session. So let's take a brief at ease while we clear the room. We are now out of executive session and back on the record at 7:14 p.m. The following members are present: Vice Chair Fields, Representative Foster, Representative Josephson, Representative Kopp, Representative Tilton, Representative Edgman, Senator Stedman, Senator Giesel, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Kawasaki, myself, and President Stevens. Thank you. We now have a quorum to conduct business. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion?
I move the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, under the authority set out in AS 24.20.201A3, authorize the Chair to send a letter to the Administration requesting full cooperation in assembling, furnishing, and providing the Legislative Auditor information related to the special audit titled Oil and Gas Production Tax Audit Process.
Thank you. I will object for the purpose of discussion, and I'd like to ask Ms. Curtis, Legislative Auditor, to please speak to this item briefly and take any questions. Welcome back.
For the record, my name is Chris Curtis, and I am your State Auditor. An audit of the Department of Revenue's oil and gas tax audit process was approved by this committee at the end of 2020, and we began the audit last year about this time. We've not been able to address all of the audit objectives due to scope limitations imposed by the Department of Revenue. We believe this action will help us resolve the scope limitations.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Any objections? Okay, seeing no objection, the motion is adopted with unanimous consent. Thank you. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion regarding the consideration of a contract award?
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the Chair to enter into a reimbursable service agreement with the Alaska Center for Energy and Power, a university-led applied research program based at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, to provide independent expert analysis on energy-related topics for an amount not to exceed $50,000.
Thank you, and I will object for the purpose of discussion, but I want to make a brief and quick explanation. So as mentioned in a memo to the committee that will be posted on BASIS, the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee has the authority to hire consultants to educate and inform the Alaska Legislature on complex policy matters. Given the importance and urgency of energy policy decisions, several of you have encouraged me as the chair to engage the Alaska Center for Energy and Power, also known as ACEP, as a consultant to provide independent expert analysis on energy-related issues. In response to this request, I propose that LBNA establish a reimbursable service agreement with ACEP to ensure the legislature has access to timely, objective, and data-driven research to help guide our decision-making. Are there any comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, I move my objection. If there's no objection, then the motion is adopted with unanimous consent. Okay, we are now at agenda item 5, committee business, FY24 legislature audit. This item is discussion only. No vote will be taken. Ms. Curtis is going to give us a brief overview of the fiscal year 24 audit of the legislature. Ms. Curtis, welcome back. Please proceed. Brief at ease. Back on the record. Welcome back, Ms. Curtis.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Chris Curtis, and everyone received, I believe, a copy of the legislature audit. So by statute, the legislature is audited every year. If you were on Ledge Council, you've already seen this. But there's two main appropriations. There's LBNA, and there's the rest of the legislature. So you were given this audit just to make sure everyone got a glimpse of it. It's basically schedules of expenditures and revenues. The auditor concluded that they have a clean opinion, meaning they're free from material misstatement, and was just to give you a heads up that this audit was out there and the results of it.
Thank you. Any questions? Briefly. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion?
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee release the preliminary audit of the Department of Family and Community Services, Office of Children's Services, implementation of foster care reform laws, Part 3, to the agencies for their response.
Thank you, and I'll object for the purpose of any discussion or questions. Okay, is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the motion is approved unanimously. Thank you. We are now at agenda item 6, adjournment. Do any members have any comments before we adjourn? Okay, I have a couple of comments. I just, first of all, want to thank all the members for being here this evening and other legislators who are here and staff, and I want to thank my staff for doing an amazing job keeping things orderly for me, and also want to thank the audit staff. Thank you very much, all of you, for being here this evening. But I want everybody to remember that the committee will be meeting next Tuesday, March 5th, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. in this room. will receive an informational review related to Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation's trustee, paper number 10, which is titled A Rules-Based Permanent Endowment Model for Alaska. With nothing else to come before us this evening, I am going to adjourn the meeting at 7:22.